The cleanup plan is a collaboration involving Dane County's Lakes and Watershed Commission, the City of Middleton, the DNR, and a nonprofit called Clean Lakes Alliance. A stormwater basin slated to open next year will collect more than 41,000 pounds of runoff from driveways, yards, and homes, sediments that could otherwise flow into Lake Mendota, enough to fill 10 to 12 dump trucks.
Can I pour you a glass?
Go get it. Thank you.
Dane County Supervisor Brett Halsey scoops a pitcher of dirty water from the lake. It looks like lime juice.
And you can see it's green. It's already got algae forming in it.
Halsey heads the state's first stormwater grant matching program, where Dane County covers 50% of the cleanup cost with local communities like Middleton, Madison, and Monona.
This is the pollution we're going to be removing about 50 to 60% of, and hopefully it'll be clear when it comes out.
Looking across Lake Mendota, Don Heilman of the Clean Lakes Alliance says it was chosen because it sits at the top of a long laundry list of polluted waterways.
This one has tremendous amount of sediment coming into the lake. If we can start knocking off projects that are on the north end of the watershed, it'll help the lakes downstream. So this one just becomes the next one in a series of projects.
The new $200,000 stormwater basin will be built west of Lake Mendota in Middleton. Design work and construction will begin next year. Kirk Terrapezza, Wisconsin Public Radio.